议程第七项就是南港岛线括弧东段的项目的最新进展，那是议会文件65/2013号的。那在这里欢迎路政署的代表总工程师铁路拓展伍德荣先生，高级工程师南港岛线或维清先生，文书处代表高级工程师优先铁路发展陈展荣先生，港铁公司代表公共关系经理项目及物业的周家慧女士，高级统筹工程师黄伟伦先生，一级建造工程师土木的周美宝女士，一级建造工程师土木的关翠生女士。咁首先请港铁公司代表介绍呢个文件，咁系请阿黄伟伦先生吓，唔该
主席。我哋今次上嚟都系做一个 update 啦，咁就希望尽量追翻时间啦，又系咁。个 agenda 其实同上次冇乜分别，咁今次我哋会介绍少少嗰个车站艺术嗰个计划嘅进度嘅，咁所以呢度系同平时多咗一个 item 嘅啫，咁就建造进度啦，咁呢个都系成个南区我哋嘅成条线嗰个运作啦，咁就我哋会逐点介绍翻嘅，咁我哋会讲少少啦，由金钟开始，咁而家呢个系金钟站啦，咁其实呢度呢一部分咧，我哋挖紧落去，咁就已经去到呢、這个上层月台嗰部分㗎啦。咁而呢一边呢，我哋落咗去之后呢，就已经过咗过咗 Queensway 啦，金钟道。咁就已经系即系贴住喺呢、這个太古广场一期嗰个位置。呢一边同一时间呢，亦都差唔多去到统一中心㗎啦。咁就其实而家呢度里面就做緊将来南港岛线下低嗰、那个嗰个叫站台月台啦，咁嗰个位置嘅工程。咁呢度就影返喺个隧道里面啦，咁呢个就沙中线月台嗰度嘅爆破工程嗰个位置啦。咁跟住再向南行少少呢，就去到呢、這个香港公园嗰、那个通风井嘅位置啦。呢度见到其实通风井就喺而家呢个啡色嘅部分係下低度做緊嘢啦。咁我哋其实而家已经落咗去差唔多一半嘅距离㗎啦。咁就仲有一半要做啦。咁呢度就经过咗隧道啦，就已经去到嚟南风嗰个位置。咁你见到呢、這个圣保罗男女小学喺后面啦，咁跟住上面呢度有一个高架嘅石屎隧道啦，咁跟住就博返我哋嗰个高架桥啦。咁而家呢一部分呢，其实我哋桥底，即係呢个高架隧道桥底嗰部分已经交咗俾呢、這个将来嗰个医院嗰个营办商啦，开始做緊佢哋前期嘅工程。咁呢度就影返喺南风隧道入面啦，咁呢度要睇睇呢架车其实係非常大嘅，咁所以其实个隧道好大嘅，呢个碌好似个人咁高嘅，咁所以其实係个几一个即係好大嘅隧道嚟嘅。咁其实除咗做隧道嘅爆破呢，其实喺后段嘅隧道，即係我做完咗隧道前面嘅爆破之后呢，会做返嗰个我哋叫做隧道嘅隧道壁嘅工程啦，即係要防水啦，防水之余就係要做返一个石屎嘅壁，咁将来先至可以行到车嘅。咁就其实一路爆入去，一路就做返呢啲工程。咁呢度出返嚟啦，就喺呢、這个香港仔隧道嗰、那个嗰条出嚟嗰个位置啦。咁你见到其实我哋成条高架桥呢都已经完成咗啦，咁亦都嗰、那个noise barrier 啦，咁即係嗰个隔音屏障其实亦都已经做咗出嚟㗎啦。咁其实留咗个开口呢度位置呢，最主要係留返嚟将来呢嗰、那个而家我哋其实喺度上緊路轨嘅。咁啲路轨就喺呢度吊上去，跟住一路呢就铺上去啦。咁其实将来嗰度都係有返一个隔音屏障喺度嘅。咁跟住再落去啦，咁呢个就调转返嚟影啦，即係头先影嗰条喺呢度啦。咁呢度见到呢就係呢、這个海洋公园站啦，咁跟住再由呢度再一路喺海洋公园道嗰度过嚟，咁呢边就係呢、這个警察学校啦，咁其实呢度一路係 extend 緊出嚟啦，一路向緊海洋公园回旋处嗰方面一路进发緊啦。 咁呢度呢就係我哋影返呢部分，其實今日已經係完成咗，都冚埋㗎啦，呢個有名渠喺海洋公園道嗰方面呢就已經係冚晒㗎啦，而剩返唯一嘅名渠嘅要冚嘅地方呢就係喺大王爺廟同埋呢個熟食市場嗰部分㗎啫。咁呢度就係黃竹坑站啦，咁黃竹坑站其實我哋而家已經起緊個屋頂嘅部分㗎啦，咁即係其實我哋其實預期應該喺嚟緊兩三個月裏面呢就即係停頂嗰啲已經可以完成到即係成個黃竹坑站嘅停頂啦，咁當然裏面仲有好多即係間房啊即係一啲E&M 啊各方面嘅工作要做啦，咁同一時間我哋都做緊呢個 A 出口嘅一啲地基嘅工程啦，咁同埋即係將來我哋都會做返個 A 出口，咁駁返落去將來嗰、那個巴士轉乘嗰、那個位置嘅。咁呢度就去返香葉道嘅去到差館嗰一段啦，咁就你見到其實成條都基本上完成咗㗎啦，咁應該上個禮拜呢我哋就將啱轉彎嗰段都已經做完啦，咁即係其實由呢一度呢可以一路行到去過到去鴨脷洲㗎啦，咁呢段已經其實成段已經通咗㗎啦，咁而家其實做緊乜嘢呢，呢度就開始做緊嗰啲頭先隔岩屏障嗰啲工作啦，咁一路即係分段咁去做啦，咁其實而家剩返嘅呢最主要嘅呢就係前面呢一段啦，同埋頭先講喺呢個警察學校前面嗰一段，咁呢度其實我哋之前我哋都講過啦，係比較上困難嘅，即係喺南朗以前舊南朗山道落嚟嗰個位置，因為嗰度嗰啲公共設施就比較上多，咁嗰度其實係最困難嘅，咁其實但係嗰啲裝柱啊嗰啲其實而家都已經完成咗，咁跟住落嚟就係再做嗰啲預製件吊上去嘅啫。好，咁呢度就做返我哋車廠啦，咁其實已經見到車廠嘅某啲部分啦，即係有啲部分已經係見到個頂㗎啦，咁就當然係睇仲有好多好大部分嘅工程要繼續做啦，咁嚟緊其實嚟緊嘅主要其實一路我哋會封返啲頂，咁但係個嚟緊嘅挑戰其實就係因為越冚得多呢，下低就開始越嚟越黑，咁我哋其實仲要下低裏面做好多工作嘅，咁即係成個係一個幾大嘅area 嚟嘅。咁呢度又影返我哋條鴨脷洲橋啦，呢、這個其實鴨脷洲橋基本上已經完成曬㗎啦，即係嗰個隔岩屏障啊個橋身啊各樣嘢都完成咗。咁頭先講一樣呢，其實而家呢度第一段最早我哋會鋪路軌嘅，咁啲路軌已經運咗上去㗎啦，咁亦都有架嗰啲即係駁路軌嘅機器吊咗上去啦，咁因為啲路軌要喺道路上運輸就唔可以太長嘅，但其實我啲路軌其實駁埋咗係好長好長嘅，咁所以就有一個焊接嘅工程要喺度做啦。咁呢度就過咗鴨脷洲啦，咁就喺呢、這個深灣軒前面啦，咁其實呢度張相可能細，大家比較上難睇到啦，咁其實呢一部分呢我哋其實最主要係已經做緊一啲將來個擋土牆啦，因為我哋呢度會回填返啲泥上去做返以前個斜坡出嚟嘅，咁前少少呢個位置呢就係嗰個通風口個位置嚟嘅，咁而下低嘅隧道基本上已經完成晒㗎啦，即係條隧道一路去到去前面而家呢一個位置咁前面呢一段呢我哋就開始喺個地下嗰度呢就放落緊石屎，咁落完石屎就會再做嗰條隧道，咁亦都開始咗掘入山入面啦，咁就將來駁返我哋喺利東度做緊嘅鴨脷洲隧道嗰個爆破嗰部分嘅。咁至於呢一個部分呢，即係啱啱深灣軒嗰、那個即係泊車嗰個位置啦，即係一個lay by 嘅位置啦，咁其實喺開學之前我哋已經全部放返晒出嚟㗎啦，咁就同以前係一樣嘅，咁即係港燈嗰、那個一個大嘅大型嘅cable 嘅 John Bay 嘅工程就完成晒㗎啦。咁呢度影返就喺大街啦，大街嗰、那個入口嗰度嗰個入方向，咁其實最主要見到嘅就係嗰啲見到石屎啦，咁即係其實我哋開始起嗰棟出入口嗰、那個嗰舊大廈啦，嗰、那個即係嗰座五層樓高咁上下嘅大樓啦，咁就開始咗啲地基嘅工程啦。 跳咗。咁呢个就喺利东上边啦。咁利东上边嘅 B 出口嗰个位置啦。咁我哋而家做咗一个又系一啲隔音屏障啦。咁喺隔音屏障下低，我哋而家就做紧啲挖掘嘅工作。咁嚟紧其实我已经爆咗三次啦。咁嚟紧我哋会继续有挖掘啦，亦都会有爆破嘅工程。咁一路做翻落去个底接翻去车站嘅部分。咁呢度去到海怡啦，喺呢个系利南道转入嚟宜南路嗰个位置啦。咁我哋其实主要就喺呢个而家呢度见到条路咧，系一啲马路钢板嚟嘅。我哋啲马路钢板下低咧就做紧挖掘嘅工程。咁其实而家已经挖到埋去玉桂山嗰边噶啦。咁啲即系成所有嘅出入都喺呢部分啦。咁呢度就系前面向返東商場嗰部分啦。咁其實呢部分其實你見到其實已經亦都係相類似同首先嗰度，亦都已經開始咗喺個馬路鋼板下低去做一啲挖掘嘅工序啦。咁而前啲嗰部分我哋仲有兩支最後嘅裝打埋呢，我哋都會冚埋啲馬路鋼板最後嘅部分。咁成個即係馬路鋼板嘅工程應該差唔多就會做完。咁我哋全部嘅工作呢就會走咗喺馬路鋼板下低去進行㗎啦。咁呢度呢就喺返西村嗰度望返過去寶血小學啦。咁你見到後面可能暗少少啦，其實我哋而家喺度扎緊裝個位置呢，就將來嗰個行人天橋嗰個裝個位置。咁對時行人天橋就駁返過嚟呢一個而家公園嘅位置啦。咁就將來就會有條行人橋可以直接駁返過去西村。咁呢度呢就影返玉桂山。咁玉桂山我哋就喺上即係一路落緊嚟，希望落到去一個地面那個高度啦。咁而家其實全速進行緊啦，我哋希望盡快可以做完平整工程啦。咁就喺度開始起返個大樓出嚟。咁呢度影返喺亞庇洲隧道裏面啦。咁呢個就即係其實你見到呢條路出去呢，就係應該係向返 B 出口嗰條行人路嚟嘅。咁呢度就係大堂啦，基本上一個比較大嘅空間。咁可能臨時交通局嘅設施呢，其實我就唔會特別講㗎啦，因為我哋即係設施，我諗喺嚟緊星期一我哋會有個會議啦。咁我哋會喺交通會裏面去講啦。咁主要其實今一次我哋做咗嘅就係嗰、那個海洋公園迴旋處嗰度，我哋放大咗個迴旋處，同埋放咗多一條線出嚟喺香葉道。咁我諗詳細嘅我哋可能喺下個禮拜嘅交通會嘅時候我哋再討論啦。咁爆破工程可能我哋都再講一次啦。咁就南豐隧道，咁而家我哋係每日最多爆破兩次啦，喺上面嗰個部分。咁跟住呢個我哋完成嘅我哋唔講啦。咁南豐喺呢個可以嘅明爆啦，即係頭先講玉桂山嗰部分啦，咁而家每日一次啦，會繼續嘅。咁大約去到年底啦。咁就喺利東站嘅樹井啦，咁就啱啱開始咗啦。咁就我哋預計每日爆破一次啦。咁而呢個亞庇洲隧道其實而家嘅完成度呢，就係由海怡一路去到嗰個站黃色個站啦，呢度已經完成咗啦。咁剩返落嚟嘅呢，就係一小段由個站啦去到出到去頭先喺海面傳道會小學，或者係呢個亞庇洲亞庇洲橋道嗰部分嘅一個接駁，咁就基本上就完成㗎啦。咁我哋預計都係今年之內會完成啦。好啦，咁藝術品啦，咁就我哋其實主要係介紹下進度㗎啫。咁就第一個就喺黃竹坑站啦。咁呢個我哋講緊有社區參與藝術品啦，今次個進度係。咁有社區參與藝術品，咁呢個第一個藝術品就係喺黃竹坑站啦，同埋A 出口之間嗰條行人天橋嗰度嘅。咁就係一個立體藝術品嚟嘅。咁我哋其實係喺過去嗰幾個月呢，就曾同三間學校呢就一齊做咗一啲workshop 啦，即係有啲藝術家去到學校呢，就教啲學生點樣去做一啲藝術品。咁佢哋做咗藝術品之後呢，我哋就由返個藝術家去將啲藝術品呢就化返做一個有佢哋創意喺裏面嘅一個藝術品。咁呢個呢就是一個吊起嘅吊裝式嘅藝術品，咁就有啲雀仔呀，有啲竹呀咁樣嘅設計嚟嘅。 咁至於第二個藝術品咧，就喺利東站啦，咁就喺嗰個電梯裏邊啦，即係喺利東 B 出口上邊，即係利東山上面 B 出口個電梯裏邊啦，同埋係電梯出嚟嗰個 lobby 個位置嘅。咁、那個藝術品本身個方名係一樣啦，即係我哋都係同啲學校一齊去做，咁就用一個剪紙嘅藝術啦，咁就係漁港文藝嗰個方向啦，咁就剪咗一啲即係有關係嘅嘢。咁將來我哋就會將呢啲咁嘅剪紙咧，就會即係裝咗，即係食咗落去一啲玻璃度啦。咁就啲玻璃就會裝喺啲 lift 裏邊啦，同埋裝喺嗰個出 lift 個大堂嗰度嘅。咁而第三個咧就係嗰個海怡站嘅呢個馬賽克，咁就即係嚟緊咧海怡站，即係海怡站嗰個月台嗰度咧，就嗰幅牆咧就會有呢啲馬賽克嘅藝術品啦。咁就裏面因為嗰個主題就係地平線同埋海啦，咁就我哋就同啲學校一齊做嘅時候咧，就學校就幫我哋砌咗一啲船嘅出嚟，咁就好多唔同嘅船做咗出嚟，咁就將來就喺成幅畫裏面嘅船嘅部分咧，就係啲學校嘅唔同嘅參與嘅。咁嚟緊我哋都仲係做緊一啲最後嘅即係 fine tuning 嘅工作啦。咁做完咗之後，就即係啲藝術品就會即係發落去俾翻承建商，由承建商去做翻呢個裝嵌同埋製造嘅工程啦。咁社區聯絡部分，我俾依家就周小姐同我哋介紹。
好，多謝周小姐。
唔該。咁另外有關利東站 B 出口嘅樹頂爆破工程咧，其實已經喺今年嘅七月份展開啦。咁港鐵公司同埋承建商咧，喺7月23日當日咧就舉行咗個拜神儀式嘅。咁我哋好榮幸咧，係邀請到當區嘅區議員啦、張世榮議員啦、羅建熙議員同埋歐樂軒議員咧係出席嘅。咁另外亦都有利東村嘅物業管理公司同埋業主立案法團同埋房委會嘅代表出席。咁至於港鐵公司一直咧都同社區係同埋唔同嘅團體咧就鐵路嘅工程咧係進展一個保持緊密嘅聯繫啦。而第11次嘅社區聯絡小組咧，亦都陸續咧喺今個月咧舉行嘅。咁唔該曬主席。
好，咁就聽聽我哋啲議員有冇啲查詢或者意見嘅。好，歐樂軒議員。
我希望想播放一段片，因为按居民的要求，我都唔有几好意思。我哋由4分11秒开始，可唔可以用6分钟嘅？嗬，
得，你一次过用晒6分钟，
系啦，我尽量啦，因为我谂各位区员都比较关心嘅，系啊，4分11秒开始可唔好啲？系啦，陈文浩会议员会用翻6分钟嘅，继续播埋落去嘅，多谢各位。
唔系唔得噶喎。你呢個唔係可以咁樣，即係轉，即係俾阿陳文浩議員去播6分鐘咁樣嘅。你係好，OK stop 咗先啦，係好。司馬文議員
，Chairman, could the secretary probably update me? You know, why do I see this on the YouTube and we don't get this from the NTR?I believe this issue has been raised many times in this meeting by various councillors. Why do we have to get the train design from the YouTube? And why, to me, this is, to me this is an entirely unacceptable situation, and I think we need an explanation from the MTR, how it's possible that we get this from the MTR, from the YouTube and not from the MTR. I think it's an insult to this committee.That they'd be sitting here all the time. We've asked them many times, and then we get this. We have to find out from the YouTube what the design is. I think this is a ridiculous situation.
好，咁我哋議員咧，即係自己要分清楚咧，你究竟係發言提出意見咧，還是係規程查詢啦？如果係規程查詢，先至要夠呢個派。如果發表意見就舉手，跟住排隊輪落嚟嚇。咁啊，跟住陳文康議員。
主席，我繼續播片行不行要求
你繼續播片
是啊咁睇埋嗰三分鐘然之後我仲有三分鐘可以發言嘅應該主席
好啦咁你播落去啦係咪咁
多謝主席即係多謝主席啦因為段片即係大家我諗都係第一次都睇到南港島線嘅車廂係點咁但係即係我哋覺得好奇怪嘅將我哋係要從 YouTube 入面嗰度呢去發掘呢一段片出嚟咁當然呢其實即係尋日上晝我都見到一啲人呢專程去嗰度影相㗎啦咁啲朋友啊記者界啲朋友都放我啲相上網嗰度咁我哋都即係冇明白因為個原因呢就係我哋其實要求睇車廂要求大家一齊睇下個車廂入面有啲咩可以做得更加好一齊去做得更加 知是理想的呢，已经是由上年啊，我没记错，已经是提出的了。咁当然啦，即是知道有呢个一比一模型之后呢，我哋都唔止一次去提过呢个问题，系咪啊？即我諗我记忆之中呢，我都喺度至少不下两三次，几乎每一次开会我都即不厌其烦去问。咁当然啦，即我唔知道究竟系可能呢个一比一嘅模型可以答话我做得唔话答俾我哋听啊，话做得唔好，可以话俾我哋听呢，即做得唔够仔细，咁所以呢就到今日呢，我哋即唯有系从 YouTube 度睇，或者根本都可能就系做个靓啲呢先俾你睇咁样。咁但系我諗即都应该系同返个会交代返呢，即点解会有咁尴尬嘅情况出现嘅。咁当然啦，即系都唔怪责任何人先啦，系咪都唔怪责即系片中入面到咁热心嘅市民啦。就我諗最重要嘅呢，一定系要搞清楚究竟即系成件事即系点去避免再发生，同埋究竟最终几时先睇到架车系点嘅样。因为大家知条线呢就后年开㗎啦。咁但系如果你今日呢有一比一嘅模型出嚟，咁就做好咗拆埋啦。咁我都仲未系有任何评价任何嘅意见俾到嘅话呢，系好令我哋担心当佢一变咗量产嘅阵呢，咁量产嘅阵就即系冇得改㗎啦，即系做好晒㗎啦。即系究竟边啲地方系可以加条柱啊减条柱啊，啲位点可以即系载到多啲人啊方便啲啊。咁我谂呢啲全部都系即系个会入边同事咧，即系不论党派、不论政治立场咧，都关心嘅问题嚟嘅。咁所以都好想请即系港铁方面咧，即系解释清楚究竟即系我哋几时先睇到即系正式嘅车厢系点嘅样。咁同埋咧，即系我都讲讲其他嘢啦吓，除咗呢一个问题之外，另一个就系阿罗建熙咧临走之前就即系提醒咗话，我哋再追多一样嘢嘅，就是利东站 A 出口嗰一度。究竟嗰個嘅traffic radar 即係嗰啲行人自動道啊，係做唔做到，同埋就係咪可以的確諗一諗喺而家起緊差唔多起好嗰陣咧，都要即係交代翻同做個決定咧，係做定唔做？因為我始終覺得咧，或者我哋民主黨始終覺得咧，嗰個位係應該做嘅，同埋就有足夠嘅空間，咁而且長隊都合適，即係正如尖東站啊嗰啲地方咁樣，我諗做咗之後都可以好便利啲人咧，由利東來往大街。咁啊，希望港鐵方面咧可以就住我哋頭先嘅片段又好，或者利東站又好咧，可以有一個比較清晰嘅回應嘅。多謝主席。
好，張石勇議員，
唔該主席。正話聽到阿黃丹講咧，就即係而家深灣軒嗰度咧。那隧道那裡呢就差不多就完成的了，同埋就而家呢深灣軒旁邊呢就做緊個即係嗰個護土咁樣。咁點解我會問這個呢，就將會呢將來呢就嗰度呢嗰、那個行人隧道嗰度呢就會做個升降機呀路政署。咁我就關心呢，就如果假設佢哋個工程係喺下面冇任何嘢嘅，可以拋翻出嚟咧，俾水務處嘅承辦商咧就可以去同步咧去做呢個升降機。咁我就想理解呢樣嘢啫。咁我都知道咧，升降機呢個議程咧個題目咧就喺交通會，但我啱啱今日就問佢嗰個工程嘅進度。咁另外咧就第二樣咧都問啦，主席。上次咧喺個會嗰度咧都有提到有提交咧。嗰、那個鴨脷洲嗰個寵物公園嗰個圖則啊，咁我都有啲意見提咗出嚟嘅，咁唔緊要，咁我希望呢即係下一次會呢港鐵公司呢可以俾啲詳盡嘅個設計啊，甚至乎係寵物嗰啲設施係乜嘢啊，咁同埋我理解呢寵物公園呢完成咗之後呢就會交俾康文署呢係管理嘅，咁或者係建議港鐵公司呢多與康文署聯絡呢，即係攞佢哋嘅經驗呢，即係嗰啲寵物設施啊點樣有啲需要乜嘢喺度啊，咁希望呢其實我喺不同嘅會度呢都同阿黃生講咗呢寵物嗰啲設施有啲乜嘢，咁理解呢係15年呢先至可以做嘅嗰個寵物公園，但希望喺呢個時段呢攞多啲資料，甚至乎嗰啲設施呢要訂嘅，咁唔好話等15年嘅時間呢先至話俾到個設計我哋啊，先至去訂啊，我覺得就而家呢個時間呢去做呢係適合嘅，唔該主席。
好，咁啊司馬文議員你仲有冇補充㗎？你有話
Yes, Chairman, the same way that we have been delayed with getting insight in the train, I have delay issues. We just had a meeting in Telegraph Bay with the MTR, and we found out that the reinstatement for the Telegraph Bay mounting point is still not resolved. They haven't discussed with the community what they want, and so on. I understand that, Chairman, you have received a letter or a copy from a letter from one of the residents with a letter from the Transport Housing Bureau in 2010 promising that the reinstatement would include promenades. It was a letter to Miss Ip Lau at that time. And to Alice, to the at that time the, my opponent in the elections. Now, we haven't seen or had any discussion about how to do this. So I think the MTR should provide clear, and government should provide clear guidance how we're going to get a great waterfront in as a reinstatement. The other point is, I've brought this up many times, is the footpaths around the station in Wong Chuk Hang. Again, it's not an MTR issue, but it's part of the MTR project. Transport is here, but we don't get a follow-up. We get like some drawings, then we come back with proposals, but again, next meeting we don't see a response. So where is that? The Shawan Drive Junction has been discussed many times. Shawan Drive with Victoria Road. Transport is here. We still don't have a plan for how we're going to go ahead after the MTR is finished. Again, delay, 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 no responding. MTR will say it's not my responsibility, I just have to reinstate. But that's not what the community wants. And Transport Department knows it. Transport Department is here, Mr. RDO. So where is the follow-up? No follow-up. So one after the other, we have the same problem, Chairman. So the last thing that I'd like to bring up is the detailed design of the PTI. The PTI at Wong Chuk Hang. What will it look like? We've seen the rough pillars and so on. What is the internal going to look like? Is it going to be dark? Do we have great lighting? Do we get interesting tiles? Do we have beautiful decoration? Can we see those details? In the end, the experience of our voters and our residents is the detail. And we want those details to be discussed early so the contractors can get instructions. But of course, again, this is one of those, the PTI, is between the Transport Department and the MTR. So who's responsible? We bring up those issues, nobody follows up. So I want on those four items follow up. If the MTR doesn't follow up, they got to declare that they're not following up, and then somebody else got to stick up their hand. Then government, RDO, got to follow up. But somebody has to follow up on eight of those four issues and make sure that they happen. Otherwise, we have the same problem. In the end, we're going to have an ugly YouTube video.
Okay. 好，咁啊，冇其他議員發問嘅時候，我先請啊黃偉倫先生先做回應先。
首先講返嗰個列車模型啦，咁其實喺我哋一般過程裏面都係有做列車模型嘅，即係尤其是一啲即係好似南港島線咁係一個即係同以前嘅列車有分別呢，有時車頭部分，因為係我哋會係呢個全自動駕駛啦，咁所以車頭同以前嘅車頭係唔同嘅，咁所以呢啲情況呢，我哋多數都會做一個所謂嘅一比一嘅模型，咁其實最主要嘅目的呢，就俾我哋啲即係我工程團隊嘅人呢去睇即係嗰啲由我哋諗出嚟嘅嘢實際做咗出嚟之後係咪合用嘅，咁其實純粹係一個工程個角度去睇即係嗰扎嘢嘅即係可行性嘅，咁而呢個模型其實我哋之前亦都提過啦，喺呢個會裏面就話即係其實已經係拆散咗㗎啦，咁其實大家見到條片裏面其實都已經係散咗㗎啦，即係大部分嘅散咗，咁我哋其實唔覺得係適合去帶大家去睇一個咁樣形式嘅模型嘅，咁呢個模型其實我哋已經做完咗個 review， 咁所以其實已經係交返俾個承建商，咁承建商呢就將即係原本擺喺我哋地方嘅模型呢就運咗出去東涌，咁而家係準備去即係 dispose 嘅，咁當然即係有用嘅嘢，即係好似鐵啦嗰啲，咁佢哋會去 recycle 啦，咁如果嗰啲冇用嘅即係嘅嘢就會去返landfill 啦，咁基本上就係準備掉嘅一嚿，即係我哋愛嚟做工程嘅，即係嗰個過程裏面要做出嚟嘅嘢。咁至於嗰個話嘅列車個設計呢，其實我哋喺上年亦都嚟咗區議會㗎啦，亦都已經介紹過一啲呢個列車 車的內籠啦，裏面的新的不同的 feature， 咁其實好似頭先嗰度講嗰啲鋼管燈裏面啲波波嘅設計啊，或者嗰個三叉咁樣去扶手嗰啲設計，其實我哋喺區議會係介紹過㗎啦。咁其實我哋當時收咗議員嘅意見，亦都已經係反映咗俾我哋工程團隊。咁工程團隊喺今次呢一個一比一嘅模型嘅 review 裏面咧，亦都已經係將呢啲信息全部都已經對同呢、這個承建商嗰邊反映咗。咁我哋上一次個會，我哋裏面亦都講咗就話我哋會帶議員去睇真身睇翻個真正嘅列車。咁真正列車其實應該係嚟緊嘅下年嘅第三季度就會第一架列車會到香港。咁嗰個就係 prototype 啦。咁我相信其實議員都應該唔會即係講架車將佢即係大翻身大改啦，因為我哋其實大改都唔會，因為那個其實係即係以行之有效嘅，其實一個列車設計嚟嘅。咁其實你見到我哋改嘅嘢，其實都係一啲叫做好細嘅 tuning， 令到啲乘客用嘅時候更加方便、更加安全嘅啫。咁咁所以我相信如果你係講緊改一啲個角唔好咁尖啊，條扶手高少少、落少少嗰啲咁嘅改動咧，喺我哋個角度去睇，我哋就唔會需要係一啲我哋喺即係喺一個 production 呢一個程度裏面咧，亦都係一樣可以做得到嘅。咁所以做咗第一架列車嚟咗之後，大家睇咗，如果有啲好簡，即係呢類型嘅改動，我哋可以一路去即係有一個空間，大家去睇聽大家嘅意見嘅。咁呢個就即係即係同我哋上次講嘅，其實係基本上係 consistent 嘅。咁當然有少少唔好彩啦，即係承建商做呢件事嘅時候，可能做得草率少少，咁其實我哋應該即係即刻就 dispose 咗佢，咁就唔好留低喺度，即係令到即係大家有即係有啲有個即係可能嘥咗議會啲時間啦嚇。咁咁anyway， 咁咁至於嗰、那個李東A 出口個行人自動道，咁其實喺我哋設計裏面咧係冇嘅。咁咁嗰個即係個行人自動道因為嗰時都解釋過㗎啦，咁就因為嗰個隧道嗰、那個係唔夠大嘅。如果裝咗自動道之後，剩返落嚟嘅嗰個空間呢係唔夠嘅。咁當然有很多方面的要求，有消防的要求，有其他的要求。如果做了自動道之後，就整個改變是很大的。所以就我們在現在這個去到工程去到這個程度，亦都沒有計劃去做一個自動道的。至於那個深灣軒嗰度嗰個行人隧道駁翻過嚟亞利洲橋道嗰邊嗰度咧，咁其實我哋同嗰個工程嘅 consultant 咧，其實已經開過會噶啦。咁我哋都即係俾咗我哋嘅意見，就話即係其實我哋係可以相走嘅，即係我哋喺唔係喺我哋即係我哋有嘅時間裏面呢，就全部我哋要攞晒，跟住佢哋我哋做完啦先至俾佢做。咁其實大家可以就住如果佢真係需要入嚟做嘢嘅話，佢可以同我哋傾，我哋係好歡迎即係佢哋入嚟一齊做工程嘅。咁至於嗰個公園嗰部分啦，咁其實我哋已經同康文署開咗好多次會㗎啦。咁其實最主要就係因為我哋做完咗之後，交返俾康文署做一個維修保養啦，咁同埋嗰個即係佢哋嘅日常運作啦，咁所以其實所有嗰啲設施咧都係同康文署一齊去傾嘅。咁其實一般即係阿張石榕議員其實亦都俾個即係佢哋我諗係南區啦，喺2008年嘅問卷裏面即係要求嘅，即係裏面講過嘅有關嘅設施，其實我哋同團隊傾過，其實喺而家嘅設計裏面都已經有㗎啦，即係嗰啲設施嚇。咁當然好似張議員咁講啦，即係下一個會我哋可以攞翻啲即係比較上詳細啲嘅資料出嚟，可以即係俾大家睇下。咁至於嗰、那個去到鋼線灣嘅呢個嘅嗰個瀉泥口嘅一個reinstatement 咧，咁 其實在個會議裏面呢，我們其實由 開始做會議的時候，我們都講了我們是會做 reinstatement 的，即是我們會做根據一個我們 同政府的一個 agreement 裏面去做個 reinstatement， 就是跟以前這個渠務處那個要做的一個restatement 是一樣的，咁佢哋要做的嘢咧就俾咗我哋，喺我哋用完咗嗰、那個石泥口之後咧，我哋就會去做翻，即係做翻個 restatement。咁至於嗰、那個要求係將嗰個地方去變咗做一個公園，或者變咗做一個緩跑徑，咁呢啲嘅要求咧，其實喺我哋嚟講，其實我哋係出咗我哋南港線工程嘅部分啦。咁我哋只係即係做緊一個石泥口，咁做完咗石泥口之後，我哋就去根據我哋同政府嘅一個協議，就去將佢reinstate 咗佢。咁就即係其實就我哋冇一個能力去改變土地用途啊，同埋即係呢啲亦都唔係我哋港鐵可以做得到嘅嘢。咁所以即係我哋明白司馬文議員同埋當區嘅居民嘅 concern 嘅，咁佢哋嘅要求即係將佢改造一個唔同嘅用途嘅要求，其實我哋都會同翻政府有關部門去講嘅。咁就即係我相信政府部門聽到之後會繼續有跟進啦。嚇，咁至於黃竹坑嗰、那個PTI 啦，即係嗰個交通交匯處啦，咁嗰部分其實我哋喺過去嘅兩個會都有攞出嚟，咁亦都曾經喺度解釋過嘅。咁可能即係時間唔係好足夠，所以可能大家其實我同好多議員接觸嘅時候都係發覺即係大家都未係完全明白嘅。咁其實我哋嚟緊喺星期一嗰個交通會咧，我哋會再講一講啲道路嘅安排係點樣。咁其實最主要我哋覺得可能議會上面都未必可以完全可以好透徹咁講曬所有嘢，咁其實我哋同翻秘書處講，我哋都可能希望係可以做一個workshop， 咁可能有一個朝頭早，咁有興趣嘅議員可以同我哋嘅 consultant 啦，同埋政府運輸處啦，咁同埋我哋咧一齊去傾一傾，即係成個我哋嘅設計理念係點啊，裏邊有啲乜嘢啊咁樣。咁呢個就我諗喺可能喺星期一交通會之後，我哋可以再決定啦。咁至於沙灣徑嗰度咧，其實喺之前，其實我哋係有一個即係同社區係有一個有一個 understanding 啦，就係而家做咗而家嗰個沙灣徑嘅擴闊。咁擴闊咗之後咧，咁我知道其實社區當時就希望都仲有一個長遠嘅安排嘅。咁呢個長遠安排咁就我知道運輸署其實就跟進緊。咁即係將來我哋做完咗之後，嗰個長遠嘅安排點樣做，係咪可以做得到？咁呢個就即係我暫時嘅回應係咁多。唔該，主席。
好，我諗聽我想請運輸署陳展榮先生，你有冇啲補充㗎？
主席我冇補充嘅，正話阿黃生都講得好清楚啦，即係沙灣徑嗰、那個沙灣徑同域多利道嘅改善，如果係勾曬咗地鐵嗰個工作範圍嘅，我哋同區會跟進嗰、那個long term 嗰個 improvement 會係點啊？咁至於黃竹坑 footpath 啦，咁阿黃生你解釋好清楚啦，喺下個TNTC 嗰度，我哋會介紹成個 PTI 嗰啲 traffic 會點樣喐，點樣走嘅。咁啊可以講埋嗰個 footpath， 如果再唔足夠嘅，咁有個 workshop， 我哋可以攤開啲 engineering drawing， 幾闊都可以睇得到噶啦。咁冇乜秘密嘅，我相信。
好，路政署咧有冇補充？
多謝主席，暫時都未有。
未有補充，好，咁我就徐婉華議員。
唔該，主席。兩個意見，一個意見咧就即係關於頭先過價嘅呢一個唔知廢置咗嘅車，你即係鋼鐵嗰邊當一個垃圾。但我聽到即係阿黃生有一個回應咧，就係即係令我覺得係比較難接受咧，就係佢係覺得唔好彩嘅啫，即係覺得呢件事唔好彩曝到光，跟住即係等市民知道原來有架咁嘅車已經係做咗出嚟㗎啦。咁之後嘅話，等到議會知道咧，其實咧已經根本上咧，如果係鋼鐵願意做的話咧，我哋而家都係可以咧係去做呢個咁樣嘅參觀。咁其實一早咧話翻俾我哋知道嘅話咧， 好多問題呢就係、是、都已經解決咗咁，同埋呢都係可以建立起即係我哋議會同港鐵之間嘅呢個合作嘅關係啦。咁其實真係如果做得好少少嘅，除咗呢就早少少等議會去參觀呢架車之外嘅話呢，其實如果我想像下即係港鐵願意將一架完完整整嘅一架車卡擺返喺香港仔去賓公園，等議會去參觀，等香港仔或者成個南區嘅市民去參觀，甚至全港嘅呢個市民去參觀將來南港島線嘅車卡係點樣嘅話，我相信呢個係一個非常之好嘅一個公關嘅一個策略呢，或者係一個推廣嘅一個方法嚟。咁點解港鐵唔做呢樣嘢呢？即係喺而家呢個時代，我相信呢一個咁樣嘅做事方式就唔係咁能夠，唔單止俾議會啦，亦都係即係市民所能夠接受。即係唔係個心態唔應該係話，哎呀，真係我真係唔好彩啦，做咗啲嘢咧俾大家發現咗。我覺得你係即係完全係理解錯咗咧。即係頭先我有黨友啦、市民即係各種嘅不滿同埋憤怒咯。咁呢個係第一，係啦，呢個第一個意見咧。第二個意見咧，我唔係好確定，即係第二個意見咧同交通相關定係同我想喺呢個時候講咪，即係喺 slide 咧係第30頁嘅呢個黃竹坑行人天橋。黃竹坑行人天橋中間嗰段下面咧係有個休憩處嘅，咁個休憩處咧，因為以往嘅話咧個休憩處側邊有一條行人路啦，咁行人路係非常之窄嘅，以前可能一米多少少啦。將來嘅話咧，我哋都想像到區入邊嘅人咧會好多下，咁雖然咧係嗰條行人天橋，只不過咧係放翻將來啲市民咧去翻即係馬路另外一邊嘅工廠區，即係將來寫字樓嗰邊啦。咁但係呢一邊寫字樓區嗰啲市民咧都係會用下邊嘅呢個行人路嘅，咁我有個建議咧，就即係趁呢個機會咧，係咪可以將個休憩處咧融入呢、這、一個我哋道路嘅空間入邊？甚至咧，我哋如果係諗得大膽少少嘅，係甚至可以 cut 咗呢個休憩處咧，間接咧係即係當然咧要保留翻個行人路啦，但係咧係可以咧將嗰、那個叫做我哋叫黃竹坑村口啦，嗰、那個路口嘅呢一個車輛行駛空間咧係可以加闊嘅。咁我會相信咧，對於將來呢、這個PDI 咧，或者係我哋成個區嘅交通係都會有幫助。咁當然咧，呢個係一個好初步嘅建議咧，就希望大家討論翻，或者喺下一次 TNTC 嗰邊去討論翻。唔該。
好，司馬文議員。
Chairman, first of all, a clarification. I'm not a member of the same party. I mean, but if that party likes to needs help, for, then I'm always happy to help. Chairman, on these the issues that have been raised, I think we need to have more detail and timing. If the reinstatement for the waterfront, when is the last date that the MTR can give instructions to the contractor so that we can work back and have a clear time schedule for the Telegraph Bay decision making? I must say, from day one, it's been made clear to the MTR that the community wants to have input in the design. And only last weekend we found out that we are not being allowed to give input in the design. And we're very disappointed with that. And my community is very upset. People left the room and have been sending me all kind of angry emails for the last 2 days. So we have a very upset community. Despite all the good work for 2 years, we now have a very upset community in Phok Phu Lam because of the promises made and not being followed through. We'd like to know the deadline for the PTI. What is the last date that you can give variations, instructions for variations to your contractors? So if we agree with the transport department, we want different tiles, different lighting in the PTI, what is the last date for the schedule? If it's still on time, but we need a time schedule for that, if we're going to work together on the details. And the same for Shawan Drive. You know, what are the, there has been, it's under the contract of the MTR to fix that junction, reinstate it to the old conditions, which nobody wants, and what is the last date that those instructions need to be clarified? I think we need to get clear timelines. If they cannot be given today, maybe that the MTR can follow up with and to work together with the TD and come up with a clear time schedule so we all know what to do and what has to be done by when. Thank you.
好，仲有冇其他議員有發問㗎？如果冇嘅話，我呢問返港鐵公司回應之後，我哋就結束呢個議程㗎嘛，因為我哋其實都遲咗好耐。那個時間 好，咁啊，黄伟伦先生，
系，多谢主席。首先讲翻头先啲 timeline 啦，咁好似施曼议员咁，我哋其实呢度讲唔到嘅，咁我谂我哋可能翻去同啲团队倾完之后，再翻嚟讲翻嗰啲讲嗰啲所有设计嘅死线喺边度，几时，咁等大家有个清楚嘅时间表吓。咁至于嗰、那个行人天橋同埋個下低個行人路，即係喺南海山道咁嗰、那個，咁我哋會翻去傾一傾，睇下嗰個可以點樣去即係 check 翻而家嗰個設計係點樣嘅先啦。咁、嗯啊、跟住即係嗰度有啲咩嘢，即係係咪真係淨係得翻一米咧？定係即係其實應該有個 standard 嘅。我哋翻去要睇翻個 detail 咯。咁至於嗰、那個列車嗰方面咧，咁其實我諗即係大家都希望即係個良性。希望嚟嘅，咁但係即係其實好似設計 iPhone 咁，其實佢可能有20個唔同嘅 prototype， 咁其實佢唔會全部都攞曬出嚟，即係俾大家去睇，因為其實好多係不可行嘅，即係其實我哋嗰、那個我哋嘅 prototype 都係一樣，咁其實裏面係有啲係不可行嘅嘢嚟嘅，咁即係其實擺咗落嚟之後就要發覺係不可行，咁其實所成個過程都係一個設計同埋即係工程嘅一個必然嘅過程嚟嘅，咁所以我哋都唔想即係有啲即係一啲其實係做咗出嚟之後係發覺不可行嘅嘢，就即係攞咗出去街外邊，咁即係令到大家有唔同嘅希望，咁而最終其實係完全做唔到嘅，咁所以其實嗰、那個過程裏面一般嚟講，我哋都係唔會即係公開曬。咁等所有人去參與，咁參與完之後，原來發覺所有嘢都因為種種嘅即係工程嘅原因啦，即係或者一啲設計上面嘅 mechanical 嘅原因啦，咁係做唔到嘅。咁所以其實一般嚟講嗰個過程都會係咁樣。咁當然去到最尾，我哋一定會即係好似之前咁啦，我其實係想議會已經介紹過一啲改變啦。咁亦都去到當隔列車嚟到嘅時候，我哋都會邀請大家上去睇翻個列車嘅真正嗰個模樣嘅。
好。我想問一下，我們的工程是不是現在都是順利的，即都是2015年是可以完成通車這樣的？
沒錯，
是不是很肯定的？
是今天來說都還是很肯定。
好，不要嚇我。好，那都多謝港鐵公司的代表和運輸署、路政署的代表出席今天的會議，那我們就結束這個議程。